Hey there, welcome back. I have to say, it really breaks my heart how much Etsy has changed. What used to feel like this cozy, curated digital sanctuary for independent artisans has completely transformed into a crowded marketplace, absolutely dominated by mass-produced goods and AI-generated listings.
It's a tough reality to face. The platform was originally built on such a strong foundation of authenticity and community. But this recent trajectory has been so disruptive that it sparked a significant exodus of the very creators who made Etsy what it was.
And I think we really have to look at what's driving this shift. It comes down to a major change in Etsy's search algorithms. Instead of celebrating craftsmanship and care, the system now heavily prioritizes sales, volume, and velocity.
Exactly. And because of that, if you scroll through search results today, they're increasingly flooded with dropshippers and wholesale resellers. You'll see the exact same overseas-sourced items popping up over and over again.
To make matters even more frustrating, we're seeing this rapid integration of artificial intelligence into the seller ecosystem. It's honestly a bit overwhelming to watch.
It's changing the game in a way that feels almost detached from reality. New vendors are using AI image generators to create photorealistic product mock-ups and text generators to craft perfectly optimized listings, all without ever producing or handling a single piece of physical inventory.
So what we're left with is this highly polished but completely hollow marketplace. Buyers might be excited to purchase something marketed as handmade, only to open a box and find factory-produced goods. It's just so disappointing.
And for independent makers, that environment has simply become financially unsustainable. The playing field isn't just tilted, it's been completely removed.
It's true. Between the steadily rising platform fees and this unfair competition from automated and mass market sellers, so many talented artisans have just had to give up and abandon Etsy altogether.
But they aren't disappearing. Instead, they're migrating to independent storefronts, Depop, Instagram shops, and direct newsletter-based sales channels. It's a smart move to maintain authentic customer relationships and step away from an algorithm that rewards volume over quality.
I completely agree, but we also have to acknowledge that buyer behavior plays a critical role in all of this. We can't just point the finger at the platform.
That's a fair point. Many modern consumers simply prioritize affordability, trendy aesthetics, and fast shipping over handmade authenticity. The market demand has shifted.
And that demand creates this self-reinforcing feedback loop. It basically incentivizes Etsy to keep promoting mass-produced and AI-assisted inventory, which just further erodes the beautiful, original culture we all fell in love with.
In a lot of ways, the current state of Etsy serves as a serious cautionary tale for the broader creator economy. We're watching a platform struggle to balance innovation with its core identity.
It really does highlight the risks of taking a platform built on human creativity and trying to optimize it purely for automated efficiency. You just can't replace that human touch with code.
I'm not saying AI and e-commerce tools don't have a place in modern business. They absolutely do. But they should be used to enhance the creative process, not replace it entirely.
So, for Etsy to actually reclaim its reputation, it needs to implement some fundamental policy reforms. They have to close those algorithmic loopholes and actively prioritize the makers who actually design, produce, and ship their own products.
Ultimately, the demand for authentic craftsmanship remains incredibly strong. It's just that it's moving beyond Etsy's walls now.
It's inspiring to see how makers are adapting, and I think consumers are becoming increasingly aware of the reality behind those digital listings. There's a real awakening happening.
Absolutely. The platform's future really comes down to one question. Can it return to its community-driven roots, Or will it continue its decline into just another generic e-commerce hub?